right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. And if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you.
Hey. So, as soon as them doors close on that police call, everything that you've ever heard about being locked up comes to your mind right then. Everything you've ever heard. I'm sitting in that car because it's small. It's small. It's not even built for people to be back there. I'm a little dude. I'm 5'7". If you anything past 5'8", your feet, you just in there. It's a big piece of plexiglass. You just back there. And it's so tight, I just laid down. And as I'm riding, hitting bumps on the way. I'm thinking about everything I've ever heard from a kid. My Uncle Mac. First thing I ever heard about being locked up, my Uncle Mac. Hey, man. Motherfucker ever try you, you're going to bust they shit open. As soon as they say something, bust they shit open. For what? Because that's what motherfuckers do in the penitentiary. As soon as they try you, you bust they shit open. I say, but I'm 10. I'm not going to the penitentiary. I don't even like being on punishment. I know damn well I ain't going to the penitentiary. He say, shit, you don't know, nigga. You don't know. Now I'm in this situation. I'm thinking. And then you get to the county. You get to where they finna lock you up. It's a sally port they pull you into. And a big door go down. Zzz, and you trying to look at your last little bit of freedom. And now you are in holding. And holding is dangerous than a motherfucker. Oh, holding is dangerous, man. And it's crazy because they not really checking people like you think. When you get arrested, they and then put you in the car, and then they get you to holding. And man, I'm in holding. It's a dude come up to me. Hey, youngster. He said, youngster, look here, I want you to look out for them laws for me, man. I got these goddamn jeans on with all these pockets, and I done found me a little piece of crack, man. I want you to hold it down for me. What? Hey, youngster, hold me. Look here, wash the lawn for me, man. I done found me a little piece of crack in these goddamn Z Cavariches. What is this? So you know this, the 90s, because the book got on Z Cavariches. And I'm at the bars, and I'm looking for the law firm because he is smoking crack in holding. In holding. Got a lighter, everything. Just, and I'm keeping my face outside the bar. I don't want to be affected. Ain't nobody else concerned about this boy smoking this crack in there? And as I'm sitting there thinking about everything, he's smoking crack, and I'm thinking, something came to my head. My partner, Troy. Troy, hey, man, motherfucking county jail. Wow, boy. It's fucked up in that county jail. And I'm thinking about what Troy told me, because me and my partner, Jeffrey, we at the park, and we see Troy. Troy come, what's up, boy? We like, Troy, where you been? Shit. Yeah, just got down to that county jail, boy. Just came out the county. 10th floor, got you the floor. Motherfucker be down there squatting like a motherfucker, boy. And me and Jeffrey looking at Troy, we thinking the same thing. Didn't Troy have a goal? Troy had a gold tooth. Now it's just an empty space. And I said, Jeffrey, didn't Troy have a gold in his mouth? Jeffrey say, shit, he say 10 flow. Glad it flow. Motherfucker be down there squabbling. He must have been losing like a motherfucker. And I'm in this holding. And I'm thinking, man, I don't want to go 10 flow. Because they be squabbling like a motherfucker up there. And Troy had a goal. Troy done lost his tooth on the 10th floor. Man, they, when they start bringing you out the holding cell, they, come here, all y'all, come here, over here, line up. You don't know what to do. The crackhead dude in front of me, they just follow me. I'm like, nah, nigga, you on crack, nigga. I'm not following you, nigga. You gonna tell me just follow him. Nigga, you on, I just seen you smoking crack in here. And I don't like this whole process because they bring you out and they, man, this is slavery. Yeah, because I'm feeling, because I don't like lines because of this situation here. I mean, it's just tight in here. I don't want to be in this. Hey, man, can you back up a little bit? Come on out. Everybody stay. Go take a shower. Go take a shower? With everybody? And you, they bathe you. They give you some clothes. And now they've been assigned your ass a floor. And I'm sitting there. I don't want to go to the 10th floor. Gladiator floor. They be squabbling up there. I want to get out. But in order to get out, you got to make bond. You got to go to the floor. Got to call somebody. You got to get on the phone. And they about the houses. We housing everybody right here. It's a dude named Sergeant Smith. Got a clipboard coming through. Troublemakers in here. Yeah, finna sign you boys some flows. Let me see what we got going on. Sanchez! Hey, Flo. Johnson! Ninth Flo. Alvarez! Seventh Flo. Smith! 11th Flo. Oh, hey, that's wrong to the motherfucker. Ain't no 11th floor. That's the gym. Hey, y'all got 11 on here. That boy can't be on 11th floor. That's the gym. That's 7. Shit, that goddamn show is 7. 7th floor. Ali. 10th floor. Can you look on it again? Because you just got hit flow wrong. He gonna show me. Look right there. That ain't a 10. There ain't no 10 right there? Yeah, that's a 10. Yeah, with your scare ass. Yeah, you going 10 flow. What you, I said, what tank? He said, 10B3. I said, God damn. Because I just heard about 10B3. It's a dude in holding. He up there talking. He's saying, hey, look here, I don't know if you boys been to jail before, but what you don't want to do is go to a corner tank. Corner tank, you can die in that motherfucker. I say, hey, man, I don't know you, but what you mean you can die? Shit, corner tank dangerous as a motherfucker, man. See, front tank, they just see you in the front. Everybody in the front. Corner tank, it's like, look, you go around a corner, it's in the back. Motherfucker, kill you back there, bud. I said, but I'm innocent. am I the only one in here innocent? Is niggas up there guilty or innocent? What is it, how? Because if they killing folks, man, this nigga's acting real guilty around here, dog. They youngster shit. That's how this shit go, man. You don't go no goddamn corner tank. And this man had already assigned me to 10B3, which is a fucking corner tank. He already said, you know, because he said it. He said, man, shit, what you don't want to do, you don't want to go to 10D2. That's a corner tank. 10C1, corner tank. 10B3, corner tank. They assign you to your floor. The deputy come get you. They take you to your floor, and they give you two sandwiches. Two sandwiches. One is a bologna sandwich. I don't eat pork, so I ain't eating that. The other one is a peanut butter sandwich. It's peanut butter and something else mixed, and they don't even put the peanut butter all the way on the bread. They do it like that, and they pull it back up. So it's just a circle. You got to tear all the bread off. You get a little quarter of peanut butter. You know? Throw that in your mouth and you're full. You got, you know, a little quarter of peanut butter sandwich. All the rest of it just bread, okay? And you get it rolled up in a little bag. But the thing is, when you first get locked up, you ain't eating nothing. Because you thinking, I'm gonna get out of this shit. You ain't gonna eat nothing. Day one, you ain't eating nothing. I ain't in the tank yet. They put you in the hallway because they dropping off other prisoners on this floor. And I'm in the Sally Port. It's a little breezeway. And I'm standing there. My little bag. And as I'm standing there, this dude, man, no shirt on, got his jumper rolled down, got a wife beat on, looked like he did 7,000 push-ups. And he looking at me. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him right there. I don't know who he's talking to. I don't think he's talking to me. I just, because it's a lot of people a lot of people getting assigned. I'm just, and he, man, let me describe this boy. About 5'9", little short brown dude, three goals in his mouth. Three goals. I seen him. I'm like, yeah, he won all his fights. He got all his goals in his mouth. That boy got three goals, no missing teeth. This boy is a winner in here. Because it's in flow. These boys be squabbling up here. That's what they told. Stocky, low cut. I don't know his name until this other dude say his name. Name Brian. Dude, he's sitting there. Yeah, that's him right there. Yeah. Brian say, poo poo, who is it? He say, that's the motherfucker right there that slapped my sister. I'm like, man, who is this wife beating ass boy? This boy said he slapped this man's sister. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. I'm looking down like, maybe, hey man, which one of y'all boys has slapped this man's sister? And he, yeah. When your bitch ass come in here, I'm gonna beat your bitch ass. Slap my motherfucking sister. Ho! Clearly, somebody need to say something. They just snapped this man's sister. Brian, about 6'4". He ain't got no shirt on. Slap my partner's sister, huh? Yeah, as soon as you come in here, and your goddamn ass. And I'm sitting there. I don't know what they talking about. I really don't think I'm involved in it because I've never slapped a woman, so I know I ain't slapped this man's sister. And I'm not riled up about this. I'm just, okay, we'll talk about it when we get in there. If it's me, I don't think this is me. I don't get mad until this Mexican gets assigned. It's a Mexican dude get assigned a 10B3, and he's standing next to me on the wall. And these Mexicans see him. It's a. And the Mexican dude eating his sandwich. Then next thing I know, Chue, he your friend, Chue, your sympathy friend. Another little short Mexican come. Orle. Next thing I know, this is all this shit is friendly. It's none of this is aggressive. They like, hey, when you come in here, you don't see we in the bag, we take care of you. And I'm sitting there like, what? So the Mexicans see each other and they done became friends, and this nigga done talking about how to slap his sister. Now I can't wait now to get in there, because now I'm pissed. Now I'm just in there like, ooh, man, come open the door. Cause y'all about to get y'all ass whooped now, cause I'm pissed. This is bullshit. This is some fucking racism shit. You niggas trying to fight me and I'm innocent in here, nigga. Are you innocent? Okay. The sheriff come. Jingling his key. Yeah. Now don't have me come back down here once you get in there. They be fighting up here. I get in. It is a dude. When you first walk in, it's the shower, then it's the back, then it's the front, and it's a bunk right there, and it's an empty bunk on the top. Bunk on the bottom, it's a dude sitting there. I don't know who he is because he's sitting under his blanket. I don't see him. He's asleep. And it's a top bunk. I come put all my stuff down, my sandwich. And my paperwork. I had some paperwork. Put on there. And poo-poo, sitting down. I go right up. Hey, man. What's up? He, what? What? I said, what's up? You said I slapped your sister. What's up? Poo-poo like, nigga, you want to fight? I said, now you said I slapped your sister, and what you gonna do when I get in here? Beat your ass, what's up? Poop will get up, Brian come over. He say, man, this nigga really wanna fight. Brian like, what? This nigga really wanna fight? I say, yeah, y'all wanna fight. And he say, man, look, man, we just be fucking with people, dog. We ain't got shit else in here to do. You say, you see, we ain't say shit after you wasn't scared, nigga. We ain't scared.
Big six to the board.
But I'm still mad. And then I hear something. They are back there beating the shit out that Mexican. This shit was not friendly. Hey. They beat the shit out. I seen him running back there. It's crazy. This your first day in the county. You in there and you ain't ate nothing. Day two, you ain't nothing. You ain't ate or drank nothing because I've been on the phone calling everybody. I've been on this phone talking to everybody I can talk to but my mama. I ain't called my mama. Can't call her. She got to be the last. She last. Some people say, your mama first. No, not when you selling dope. Your mama is last. You don't want your mama to know nothing. I need to be on the street before I tell my mama what's going on with me. But it ain't happening. Day three, I didn't exhaust it. And see, this is the time. Y'all don't know how many phone calls I done made. Because this is the time. I'm not in this world now where y'all don't know shit. Where you everything on your phone. I have 877 numbers stored in my goddamn head. I know everybody's number by heart. I'm calling everybody. I call old teachers. Hey, this.
And you said if I ever needed you, coach.
I'm calling everybody. The person I want to call, she's in the Navy. My sister. My sister would have came and got me. She's in the Navy. Ain't no calling her. So I had to break down. And call my mama. My mama, man, this ain't the phone call you want to make. My mama was humming when I called her. Because I didn't call her from the prison phone. I called somebody and had them call home through. I need to buffer all this. I need to buffer. I can't call my mama collect. She already know what this is. I need to, my mama answer the phone. Hello? I said, hey, mama. Hey, baby. I said, mama, what you doing? I'm out in the garden. What's up? My mama. Mama, you having a good day, though? What's going on? Shit. Maybe you just cussed? No, not really. That was people in the background talking. I'm locked up. What you locked up for? I said, mama, they say I was Mama, they say I was trafficking. And I'm dying here, and I gotta get a bond. I gotta get a lawyer. Mama, what, baby? What? Say it again. Say, mama, they caught me with 5 kilos of dope, mama, and $92,000, mama. And a gun, that gun wasn't mine, mama. I'm sticking to that. The gun wasn't mine. The gun was not mine, mama. My mama crying. She crying. We gonna get you out. I said, my bond is $150,000. She said, I said, mama, don't trip on that. I got that. I got that. I said, babe, where you got that at? I said, mama, you know when I come over your house and I do all that gardening with you, you gonna have to dig them begonias up. It's a bunch of money on them begonias, mama. This side story. My mama's so righteous that my sister told me this. My sister came. My sister came from the Navy on leave. Just so happened on leave. My mama is in the garden trying to dig the money up. My sister helping my mama dig the money up. My mama don't want to touch the money. I ain't touching that dirty money. I ain't touching that dirty money. My mama got kitchen mitts on. My mama don't want to touch the money. That's side though. Okay. So, my mama, being my mama, she trying to do what she can do. My mother sends an attorney to the county to talk to me. My mama got me an attorney. My mama got me the wrong kind of attorney. My mama got me a goddamn personal injury attorney. I don't know what's wrong with this nigga. This nigga coming out here like he got a lawsuit. Briefcase coming now. Looked at my files and said, let's see what we got here. What we got here? Ow, hell no, man, what was you thinking? Man, who got 5 kilos of dope in the hood? I say, everybody I know, nigga, what are you talking about? Everybody, nigga, what are you talking about? I called my mama, I said, hey, mama, that attorney right there ain't gonna work. Because he asked me, who got this much dope in the hood? Everybody. You think I'm selling this shit to random strangers? This is people I know, man. So I'm talking to people in there. Boy, somebody, hey, look here, man. You're gonna have to get you a drug attorney, people who know how to move, you know what I'm saying, like this. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to get you a real attorney. So I get somebody who somebody suggested to me that had been locked up before. Hey, man, look here. What you want to do, get Mr. Stewart. So I called him. I said, hey, man, got a little situation. You know, come down, visit me at the county. Stewart come down there. White, old white attorney. Jeans on. V-neck T-shirt, flip-flops. No briefcase. He come down there, he flip-flops on, look here. All right, I see what you got going on. You know, this is a little nice little drug case you got going on. Now, let me tell you, being straight up, if you give me $80,000 right now, all this shit'll go away. I'm like, no. As soon as he did this, nigga, that's cocaine moves right there. That's cocaine, nigga. Oh, that's cocaine. That nigga said, give me $80,000. Now, I know you're going to make all of it go away. My $80,000, everything going to be in your nose, but. Nah, I'm cool on you. So, I got a black attorney by the name of Rio Harris. I'm saying his name because he passed, so he ain't gonna sue me. Rio Harris comes to see me, smooth little brother. Nice little afro. I like an attorney with afro. Come in here. Brother, now we are definitely in a conundrum here, brother. I'ma do my best to get you the least amount of time I can get you if I can't win it. Because you got a lot going on. They have tape and they got film and they have a mountain of evidence against you. And I said, but they ain't got no concrete evidence against me. He said, that is not a legal term. I don't know what concrete evidence is, but they got a lot of sheetrock on your ass. So you they got a hell of a foundation on your ass, boy. He says, so, you know, I just wanted to initially meet you and talk to you about the case. Now, this is going to cost you. And my fee is going to be about $45,000. I'm going to charge about $45,000. I said, cool. But I need you to get me out of here. I need, because I can make this bond. He said, we ain't gonna be able to do that. I said, what you mean? I can't make the bond. Okay, let's just talk about it. You're 19. You don't have a job. Your bond is $150,000. You saying you can make the bond. You make the bond, then I go in there and say, he's selling drugs. So at least you're going to have to let me take you through a process. We go to bond reduction. We go to bond reduction. They reduce your bond. And then you make that bond. You get out. Let me do my job. I'm like, gotcha, Rio. I believe in you. Because that's smart. That's smart. If I make the $150,000, I'm damn sure guilty. And I got it. I got it. But Rio say, stay put. We're going to take you to bond reduction. Okay? But I'm still locked up. I'm still in the county. And I'm going through county shit. And I don't like being in here, man. And, man, it's loud. It's dirty. I'm classy. I don't. And I'm innocent. Let's get that. They ain't got no concrete evidence on me. And people, one day, person asked me, hey man, when boys get time, man, do they be cool or do they just take their time on the chin or they what's that? And he said, man, shit be tough. This shit that y'all don't never see. When you see them people on TV, they get their time and they be like, ooh, whatever. That ain't what it's like. You get your time. And then you come back to the cell and you go under the blanket. This is what we call going under the blanket. Now, your eyes ain't closed. Your eyes ain't closed. You just under that blanket contemplating on this shit you about to go through. Now, and it's tight. It's tight. Man, this dude, Brian. Brian says, hey, man, yeah. Y'all see this? Y'all go to court today, boy. I'm done. Them boys ain't got nothing on me. This is what an innocent man look like. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? See you boys, man. Y'all have at it, man. Y'all can have everything I bought. I'm out of here today, last court day. Y'all see what a free man look like. Now, he go to court. He's at court. I'm in the law library. I'm in the law library because I'm reading up on my case. I need to know what I'm facing now. I done read, there's three different charges that could be, you know, delivered to you when you got cocaine. You can get a conspiracy, you can get a possession, or you can get an intent to deliver. I done read the time. Conspiracy starts 20 years. Delivery, 15 years. Possession, 5. But it go from 5 to life, 15 to life, 20 to life. I done went to the law library. I done read everything. I come back to the cell. And boys in there quiet. They playing dominoes quietly. I'm confused. These boys loud. They playing dominoes quietly. Come on, I mean, what's up? He said, man. Huh? What's up? I look on the bunk in the corner. Brian is under the blanket. Young boy there, he say, man, yeah, Brian, just got back. He went under the blanket. And I don't know this. I say, he sleep? No. Thinking. I say, damn, what are you thinking about at that time? I say, how much time he got? He said, shit, that boy got the goddamn gallop. This is when you start learning prison slang. jail slang, really. You think my, the gallery? I said the gallery. Yeah, that boy got the motherfucker. Gallop. He said, nigga, motherfucking quota horse. I said, a quota horse? What's a quota horse? I don't know. A quota horse? Nigga, he said, a quota horse. I said, what is a quota horse? And this old dudes don't give a damn. Old dudes, that dude, he must have just woke up. He said, a quota horse? Who the hell got 25 years? I said, 25 years? Say, shit, that's what the motherfucking quota horse is. That boy didn't fuck around and got the bitch. I said, the bitch? Yeah, that boy habitual. He said, yeah, when you got three strikes, boy, they get your ass the motherfucking bitch. They get your ass 25 years with your disrespectful ass. Y'all here disrespecting the world, nigga. So you just gonna keep doing crime. They gonna lock your fucking ass up, boy. 25 years ass up there under the blanket with 25 goddamn years. Everybody else in there, shit, Oakland, I don't give a goddamn. I said, man, everybody in there being quiet, old school. Get your ass up from under that goddamn blanket, nigga. Yeah. You wasn't like that when y'all was out there robbing motherfuckers and shit. Yeah, nigga over here crying up under that goddamn blanket. Old school to win and snatch that man blanket. Get your ass up under that goddamn blanket. And these niggas in here playing, trying to, everybody being quiet because your ass got all that goddamn time. Big six to the poor, nigga. Fitty, nigga. In here being quiet because this nigga around here, nigga, get your ass up, nigga. Old school don't give a damn. And I'm 25 years? That's crazy. I call Rio. I got right on the phone. I call Rio. I say, Rio, hey, man, come down here. I need to talk to you, man. Come down here. Rio, come visit me. Rio, I've been in the law library researching my case. Right. I went down there. It's three different things you can get: delivery, conspiracy, possession. Right? I need you to get me down to a possession. So that's just let me run through it for you. Okay. So you want me to go in the court and say that you were smoking 5 kilos of dope? I'm looking at Rio, I'm like, I'm trying to understand the problem here. You gonna have to go in there telling people I got a habit. You gonna have to go tell. So you want me to tell the people you smoking 5 kilos of dope? I said, yes, Rio. Rio looked me in my face and said, hey, man, I'm going to just say this. Stay out that law library. Like, just stay out the law library. Let me do my job. I got you. Rio Lee. So I'm on the block. And, man, people are getting time up here. They're getting time. I'm in here fighting my case. I come back from the gym. It's a dude, a Mexican dude, that got the real shit. I come in, Mexican dude under the blanket. I look, hey, what's up? Why Carlos under that blanket? He said, shit, boy. Everybody in that trip, Carlos got that thing. I said, Carlos got what? Old school. Here go old school again. Carlos got the motherfucker. I say, what is the motherfucker? Because you already told me what the bitch was in the quota host. That's a lot. What is the motherfucker? He say, man, she. You got a life sentence, what? I said, he got a life sentence? He said, shit, he got two of them motherfuckers. And as soon as I heard he got two life sentences, I said, why is he in here? Why are they housing? No, y'all not understanding. Like, I need somebody to explain to me this shit. This nigga got 25, he got two life sentences. Why? I am innocent. And why are they in here? Hey, man, y'all niggas ain't got no answers. Sergeant. Sergeant Baker Kane. The hell you goddamn yelling for? I say, Sergeant Baker, let me talk to you, man. Let me talk to you. Hey, I'ma just ask. Man, it's people in here that already have time. Y'all ain't got no tank for people with time. Like, they don't need to be in here. They already got their shit. Everybody else is innocent. We trying to fight our shit. So I'm like, get your scary ass away from the goddamn ball. I'm like, I'm not scared. He just has two life sentences. He has two life sentences. He's not supposed to be in here with me. I'm. Okay, Sarge, can I say one more thing? I just want to see, how much sense does this make? I just want to know. I have a non-violent crime. It's not a place for non-violent offenders. I want to know, why is this man being housed with me with two life sentences? And Sergeant told me to go lay my ass down. I can't lay down. I'm sitting there reading the paper. I'm reading the paper because I'm watching his ass. And as I'm reading the paper, Blessings, my judge, the judge that I'm in his courtroom, Woody Denson. Judge Woody Denson is in the paper on bribery charges. I call Rio. Rio, I need you down here. Rio, come down. Got the paper. I say, Rio, look at this. Look at this right here. Look at that. See what that say, Rio? Now, what I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to get to Woody Dance. Tell Woody, we got $80,000. And you can get that $80,000, you can let my shit disappear. Rio. So let me get this straight. You want me to get to the judge and tell him that you got $80,000 if he can make it disappear. I'ma just spitball this out there to you. If he's already in the paper, I think the timeline has passed. So what you saying you ain't willing to try, Woody, what you saying? I want you to not go to the law library, and I don't want you to read the paper. Let me do my job. Rio's gone. He's not going to offer the money. He's they're going to offer the money. Now, I am in this county trying to figure out all type of ways to just make it decent for myself. And I got some bread because I got two chicks. I know this ain't, it wasn't right, but I don't know if it was right now. I wasn't married to nobody. I'm 19, I got two girls. I got my main and I got my down. Yeah, I got my main. Her name Pam. My down, name Kendra. At my main house, I got $84,000 in a trash bag and ones and fives at my main house. At my down house, I got 12 grand at high house. I wish it was switched. Because my down put all my money on my books. My down. My main didn't send me not one single dollar while I was gone. Now, I wish I would have made another decision, because when my down came to see me, I said, hey, man, I don't think this girl gonna put this money on my books. My down said, shit, you want me to rob her? I said no, but I should have said yes. $84,000. Gone. I couldn't even believe it. Never even thought about sending me. And I knew that she was gonna break like that, because she was weak in court. We going to court, she weak in court. Now, I was weak the first two times, but I wasn't weak at the end. Now, you gotta understand, I'm in court, and the prosecutor tripping. I'm sitting over there, and the prosecutor said out her mouth, because I only went to court twice. Went to court twice, then they stopped letting me come into the courtroom. Because I would have outbursts. No, I would outburst. I ain't gonna lie, because it was things that I didn't agree with. The prosecutor, she gonna say, I recommend 99 years. I said, bitch, who you think you caught? I wanted to know who she thought she caught. 99 years. Rio turned to me, shut up. I got this. We need to reset. He reset. Reset. 6 months. I said, Rio, I can't do no 6 month reset. He said, well, we'll try to come back. That's what they had to offer. We'll come back and get. 2 months later, back in court. 2 months. I'm sitting there in the prosecutor, she back at it. I'm sitting there, I'm being nice. I'm listening. And that lady said, well, we'll take the 99 years off the table. We're thinking more like 60. And I'm trying to hold it. I'm trying to hold it. And she said it again, strong. 60 years. I'm like. Rio holding my arm. Rio holding my arm. And I said this, Rio, if she say it again, if she say 60 out loud again, it's going to be a problem in here. Woody Denson is still on the stand. I don't know. He's going through a case, too. How the fuck is he still at work? He going through a case. I saw it in the paper. And I'm looking at his ass like. And That lady said, Judge, I'm going to say this. I think that he is a menace. And I said, ma'am, who files are you reading? This is my first time ever even in here. She said, you are on Judiford probation. Do you not recall that? Oh, all in the files ass bitch. That's what I said that. I'm wrong for that. I said that I was wrong. I'm telling y'all, I was wrong. I didn't think she heard me. I said, all in the files ass bitch. Bailiff over there, can we see? Can... I'm back. I'm in court. And I'm like, Rio, the bailiff took me out. Rio come back there. Look, they're not gonna let you back in court. I'm gonna have to do it back here. I say, Rio, do whatever you got to do. I'm not going back in there listening to that goddamn high ass time. I'm not finna be under the blanket like that. I'm not doing that. But I still got a little ways to go because I still gotta go to bond reduction. And this is when I knew they wasn't gonna let me back in court ever again. I'm in bond reduction. Remember, my bond is $150,000. I'm in bond reduction, and Woody's up there talking. Woody dancing up there, running his head. Rio's talking. And Woody hits that gavel. Boom, I'll remand you to custody until you can make your bond, and I'm adding $75,000 to your bond. Because I told you when you had that Judiford case to never be back in my courtroom. This is when I knew I was never going to be back in court again. When I jumped and said, you obviously don't know what reduce means. You're adding. That's not reduction. Here come the bailiff. I know where to go. Sure. I know the damn room is. I go to court. You gotta remember, I'm on a case with six other people. I'm on a case with six other people. And none of us are getting out of this shit because they have us on film. High speed chase, oh, they got everything. Rio came to me. Listen, I just watched the footage. Whoever signs for their time first is going to get the least amount of time. I said, what's the least amount of time? He said, 15. He said, this is going to start at 15. So this is going to go 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. You don't want to be past that 15. Because you have a Judiford case which is going to carry 10 more years. I say, Rio, I can't do it, Rio. I can't do that. 10 plus 15, 25, Rio. I can't do that. He said, man, I'm going to go in now. We're going to run in CC. We're going to get it concurrent. I say, what does that mean? He say, the 15 gonna eat up the 10. I said, well, why don't you let the 10 eat up the 15? Nigga, flip my shit, nigga. Let me do. Don't just go in there with no 15. We gonna take the 15. No, nigga, take the 10 and argue about the 15. Rio. Nah, they gonna run it concurrent. It's gonna eat it up. But your case starts at 15 for the delivery. And I say, you know, I told you. Possession, I told you. What you gonna do? My mama out there? I wanna talk to my mama. Talk to my mama. My mama say, baby, you wanna take it to trial? Take it to trial. I say, Rio. We going to trial. We going to trial. And let me tell you, obviously I didn't win, but let me go to let me tell you why we never made a second trial date. Because we had a reset. We're going to go to trial again, second trial date. I went on and took the time because of my mama. My mama is a G, but my mother is no gangster. She's a G, but she's no gangster. My mama, on some G shit, purged herself in court for her son. My mama a G, purged herself. My mama dug that money up already. She know what I'm doing. She know what I got. She found out. My mama on the stand. Prosecutor drilling my mama. Did you know that your son was selling narcotics? My mother on the stand said, I had no clue, which is some G shit. But when you're not a gangster, you do wild shit. My mama said, I had no clue, and then looked at me and did this. I said, oh, goddamn. Just give me my time. Give me my time. Even my daddy was in the back and said, come on, Cal, what is that? Just give me the time. I told Rio, I said, hey, man, get me out of here, man. We need a reset. We got a continuation. Rio, talk to that lady. She came in there with the same paperwork. You say, man, listen, I am suggesting that you go ahead and sign for this time. But I signed for the 15 years. I signed for the 15. I come back to the tank. I'm out of the blank. So now, I gotta acclimate myself to where I'm at. It's no, hey man, this is it. I'm locked up, and when you get locked up, man, sometimes it's frustrating. It's frustrating. People coming to see you. My daddy, his cocaine selling ass. He come see me, piss me off. When I get locked up, first I get locked up, he come up there with my little brother. Come with my baby brother. Come see me. I'm locked up, you know, it's plexiglass. I'll let he get on the phone. Hey, man, what done got into you, nigga? I said, you! And I threw the phone at the, because I'm pissed. He gonna bring my little brother up there. I don't want nobody ever to see me fucking locked up. My mama ain't never coming up here to visit me. I didn't want you to come up here and visit me. It's Pam and Kendra. That is it. And mostly Kendra. Kendra G, she doing real shit. Kendra outside honking her horn and I come to the little window. She out there playing songs. And I'm out there, you see my gal, nigga. None of y'all gals do this, nigga. Dancing my goddamn gal car music, nigga. So, man, I'm locked up in this county now. And, man, I got irritated in here. And I made a little mistake. My mom and my dad always gave me good advice. Even when they was doing wild shit, they gave me good advice. My daddy told me, hey, man, tell you something. You never whoop a man in front of his children or his woman. Never whoop him. You never slap a man when he is down. You beat him, he down, you don't never slap him. You don't ever spit in the wind, because shit come back in your face. Very simple shit, right? I'm in the county. The Bills are playing the Oilers. Both gambling. The Oilers are up. The Bills come back and beat the Oilers late in the game, like 34, 35, whatever that score was. I'm talking shit because I'm down with Thurman Thomas. Thurman Thomas from Houston. I don't give a shit about the Oilers. Earl Campbell gone. All I eat is, I don't even eat the sausage. You know what I'm saying? So Thurman Thomas from Houston, I'm going for the Bills. The Bills beat the Oilers, and they sick. And I'm in there talking shit. Yeah, Buffalo on your ass, boy. Folks get mad. Dude named Rich Cat called me out my name. And that's what you can't do with me, even to this day. Calling me out my name is definitely signing an ass whooping for you. You call me out my name, it's going to be some fucking smoke. And he called me out, oh, bitch ass nigga, you in there rooting for the motherfucking Bill. Put your shoes on, nigga. Put your shoes on, boy. Rich Cat know better than this, because he's from the same side of town as me. This Southwest. Southwest shit. You know, boy? Man, let's do this. Let's dance, boy. We finna dance. Rich Cat, put his shit on. Yeah, nigga, ain't nobody scared of you. I'm like, you ain't got to be scared to get your ass whooped. Now, Rich Cat, I've been boxing since I was 6 years old. I know I'm nice. Rich Cat, this shit can be bad. And I'm working Rich Cat ass. Whoop that man down to his guy. He on his knees. And see, my daddy told me what not to do, but I'm in here. What you never do is listen to the sideline. I'm in the sideline listening. I done whooped him up, and he on his knees, and I hear this dude on the side, slap his ass, Lee. And I'm in the sideline listening. Haul off. Ha! Slap shot that man. And let me tell you something. When I slapped him, I don't know how both my arms end up like this, but he grabbed me from here. It is 6 steel tables in 10B3. It's 6 steel tables. And Rich Cat introduced me personally to all 6 of them motherfuckers. Man, that nigga had me on a roller coaster of slams. Do you understand me? From right here, that nigga, wow. Is this all I was doing? The 6th one, when he slammed me on the 6th table, bah, I was like this. Man, he stood over me to my nigga, you better not ever slap me again. I said, yes, sir. How you win the first half of a fight, nigga, and lose the rest of it? I got my time. And now they calling people on the chain. I don't know what that is. This is my first time locked up. Anything? Come in. Smith! Johnson! Brian! Ali! I come on. What's up? You on the chain. Your ass about to leave. Get out of here. And I'm saying, old school. Old school. Old school sleep. Oh, what's up? I said, I'm on the chain. What that mean?
Shit, you about to go to a unit.
I said, what?
Yeah, they gonna take you. They gonna take you somewhere. They gonna diagnose you.
I said, what?
Yeah, they're going to send you with a place called diagnostics.
I said, what they going to?
Yeah, they're going to check your eye. They're going to make you, they're going to hide you, gonna, your educational level, your any type of disease, all that type of shit. Then they're going to send you to a unit. You know what I'm saying? Now, you go. It's a couple of different type units. You can go to a medical unit. You can go to, minimum security. You can go to a low security. Or you can go to a max. Or you can go to Supermax. I said, what's in a Supermax? Shit, Supermax, wild mother. He said, well, shit, you non-violent offender. What you got? What you got? I said, 15. Shit, they're going to send you a dope. I said, yeah. They're going to send you to one of them young units. Yeah, like Beto or Ferguson or something like that there where a motherfucker be fighting all day. I said, I don't want to go no shit like that. He said, but you're young. And you're young. That's what y'all young boys do. You know, I'm going to go to the medical unit. You know, I've been faking hurt for a long time. I say, faking hurt? Yeah, go down there, tell them folks you got asthma. Tell them you got asthma, be in them old. Do that shit. They can't prove that shit. Do that shit. They can't prove it. And when I got to intake, when that man put his fingers in my mouth, open your mouth. Did you just put your goddamn fingers in my mouth? With a glove on, nigga? Turn around. Trust him, I'm naked. He's about to turn around. I ain't got no nigga mind. Spread your cheeks. This is just a leave. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. And go. I got to go through all this shit on transit just to get on transit. They put you on this thing. They house you. They put you in these chains. They put you on a bus. Put you on a bus. The problem with me in all of this is because I'm a pretty educated, well-read guy. I come from a pretty good family, and I'm not supposed to be in this shit. I know I'm not, because I don't like it. Everybody else is cool with a lot of shit. I'm not. Like, y'all have really, I got a problem with all of this shit. Because when they put me on the chain, now I am reflecting on things and information that I know. This is judicial slavery. I'm chained to another person. And we're walking in unison. And this is when the shit get bad for me, when they put us on the bus. They put us on this bus for whatever this long, unknown ride to some place that I'm supposed to be going. And I had to tell the dude that I'm chained to. I said, hey, my brother, you might want to go to the restroom now because they say this is a 6-hour ride and I am not getting up and I'm not going to the bathroom with you because this shit is crazy to me. I'm watching people dominate other people. Get the fuck up. I'm finna go shit. And he's shitting in front of the bus. The toilet is in front of the bus. And so we facing this way. I gotta watch this nigga shit. And in my mind, this is their time. They better get all their penitentiary shit out of me now. Cause I'm never coming back to this shit because it's slavery. Because we chained together, you gotta understand it. I'm chained to this man. And if he go to the restroom, I gotta be there too. And I'm not doing it. I'm saying, brother, I'm not getting up. I don't like no parts of this. Me and you are bound together. If you got to pee, you're going to have to use one hand because if this hand go, I'm a dust you off. I'm going to dust you off. I mean, I ain't going to worry about it. I'm straight. We on this bus. We on this journey. This is a slavery to me. The bus is the boat. And I'm chained to this man. And it's a dude back there singing this song. Strumming my pain with his finger. And I'm sitting there like, boy, this is a chain. I ain't never heard this song before. I was like, this nigga talented. I don't even know why he in there. This nigga is talented. This nigga is jamming his ass out. And I'm in there. He done sung this shit so many times. I'm in there one time, nigga. I ain't even heard this song before. I've been locked up. This nigga's jamming. You understand? I turned around and told him, I said, hey, dog, man, when you get out of here, dog, you might want to consider going get you a little album deal or something, dog. We pull up. The Darrington unit. And this shit here, they done took 6 hours to get somewhere that's down the road. Because they dropping other prisoners off and bringing us back. I get to Darrington unit. They call it the Rockin' D. I'm on F line. They bringing us through transit. And we are bound together. Everybody coming in. I hear cold blue. I don't know what none of this means. None of this. Man, say everybody face up against the wall. So we face the wall. It is a guy that has been stabbed. He's been stabbed. And they bringing him out. And they cannot put him on a stretcher. He's not on a stretcher because they can't. He has a broomstick through his side. Has a broomstick through his side. And they can't put him on a gurney because the run is too tight and the broomstick will hit the cell bars. And we're up against the wall. And that man is coming through little bitty steps. And when he comes through the run, he finally comes off the block. And I turn to the side. And he looked right in my face. He said, it's wild motherfucker here, y'all.
Thank y'all. God bless y'all. Thank y'all, DC. Good night.